Well, Mickey, I suppose down to work in earnest. I know you've had a couple of tournament games and a couple of challenge games, but the season, I suppose, really kicks off this weekend.
In the McClure Cup there over Christmas, a couple of run-outs against Queens and Down, you know, was a good test for us. But things up and running tomorrow for on a serious note, so we'll see where we're at tomorrow.
Yeah, and I suppose, in a way, preparations have been hampered somewhat by... I suppose it's unfair to say it, but Setanta's success has, and especially the fact that the game wasn't played last week, leaves you in a bit of a dilemma this weekend, doesn't it, for your opening game?
Very unfortunate, Tom, for us and them, you know, because I know the boys want to play tomorrow too, because they've been training with us, in fairness, you know, they still said we'd only go out for one or two nights a week during the winter, so they didn't turn the black ideas all together, but... Very unfortunate, and it's looking like we could be playing without Santa boys, you know, and that's probably four or five starters, you know, and Niall Cleary, Danny Cullen, Declan Coulter, Bernard Lafferty, maybe Kevy, you know, so it's a big, big loss to us.
Yeah, but they are travelling to Mayo.
They're going to travel either way, even they won, but if they won, Tom, they're not going to play now. If they won, they're going to... which is understandable, they're resting for their final next week. But if they lose, Danny and four or five of the boys have said to come and tog out and to give what's left on them, you know. So that'll be a wee bit of a plus if we do get them. But they'll be lucky they won and be resting for next week just by talking to them, you know.
Tell me, in terms of everybody else, much the same panel as last year with a few additions?
Same a panel as last year. Old School's only lost young Jack O'Loughlin from Connacht in his Masters, and he's doing a year of studies, you know, so we're down him, who's a big loss, but basically everybody else is there, and then we took in four or five minors from Bunkana and Bert and that came out of minors last year, Tom, and they're training hard with us, so one or two of them could get their chance tomorrow.
Yeah, and remind us who they are.
Well, you've been Stokes Bunkana, Paddy Olson, and you've Keel McDermott from Bert there, and you've Gavin Brown there from the Cools, who's likely to start tomorrow for his first league game, so they'll get their chances. I suppose that's only positive on Setanta being not available to us. We're going to have to take a chance and take a look at some of the younger boys and see where they're at, you know.
Mm. Well, we know from minor and under 21 in recent years that quite a lot of those lads, you know, they are skillful hurlers.
Very skillful, Tom, and all the rest, but just going to, something I addressed was the fitness this last month. You know, we're doing a tough work, a week, month of fitness there, and the older heads are still up there as fit as any of them, you know, so the younger boys, we're trying to get them a bit fitter, and maybe they haven't trained as hard through the years as the older boys, so, and the older boys shows it in training, you know.
Yeah, well, the older boys have it in the bank, I suppose, the stamina training from...
Aye, they're used to it, and they put their heads down and put the hard work in, and something we'll have to drill on them younger boys, what it takes to be, I suppose, an inter-county player, you know, and get up to that fitness level. It's a big, big change from club.
Yeah. And I know you brought in Eunan O'Kane from Derry, and I know, speaking to you earlier in the week, you've been really impressed with him.
Very impressed with Gabriel now, and he trains at a very high intensity, and the boys are only really getting used to it now, you know, and it's really, really all tackling and harassment and intensity, and it's a big change from Donegal training, you know, even when I was there. And I suppose he's been at that higher level, and he knows what it takes. He's been with Division 2B teams and 2A, and he knows what speed we need to get up to stay in that division.
Donegal back up in Division 2B, as we mentioned earlier, and of course had spent two seasons in a drop back down. It's a higher level, survived the first year after a playoff, but it is a big step.
Big step, Tom. Donegal's never got a victory in that higher division. As far as you go back, any time they went up that division there, they have got four or five beatings and back down again. I suppose you look, Tyrone has been the same, and Roscommon can't survive in it. So it shows you that the big steps in it, you know, and... The only thing Mayo would have been, Mayo just survived in that division last year, was a playoff against Roscommon. So they'd be one of the teams that you'd be looking to try to get points off, because they struggle to stay in it too, you know.
Yeah, and of course you have Derry, Wicklow, Down and Armagh, so no easy games. And what, two away and two at home?
Yes, that's right. We're home next week.
Three away, actually.
three away, aye, home to Down and Derry. With Derry next week, Carton Racer against Derry, so that'll be a big, big test for us, you know, in a home crowd, so we'll be looking forward to that. But that's tomorrow. At the minute, we're trying to get over.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, Mayo have struggled in this division in the last couple of seasons.
Yes, so just looking at the results last year, they beat Roscommon in a playoff by 2 points just to stay in that division. And I suppose Donegal and Roscommon hasn't much on them in this last couple of years in the Nicky Record or league. So it's just Mayo, what it could have been a chance to take them, you know, but with the Tanta boys now, it's a bit of a burden on us. But we're still a good spine of a team there, Tom, and we'll be giving it everything we have, you know, to see if we can get the points off them.
And needless to say, a win or two would be just what's required just to survive at that level for a couple of seasons.
I think, too, if you got 4 points, Tom, you'd stay in the division, maybe. You know, if you beat Mayo and Armagh, whatever, I think you would put them two into a playoff, because I think that would be the three teams, us, ourselves, Mayo and Armagh, that would be in the bottom second of the team or league, you know.
Yeah. So fingers crossed for tomorrow.
Fingers crossed, Tom, and hopefully we can put a shift to work on and see you around.